past week, we were in Flagstaff for our annual retreat of the whole Diocese of Phoenix, and our main topic was about the Beatitude. What I remembered was about one of the things that against virtue, and that is sloth. That's our tendency to hate what is divine or to not to be happy when we are coming to church, for example, or doing what is right, or even studying the Bible or reading the Bible, or watching a movie of the story about saint, for example. And that's why in our readings today, God is reminding us to be, that we are God's stewards, and that God expects from us faithful and prudent stewardship from us. Prudent, according to St. Thomas Aquinas, is right reason in action, and that we use our God-given talents and blessings wisely to attain heavenly bliss. Last Friday, letter of St. Timothy, first letter of Timothy, of first letter of St. Paul to Timothy, chapter 6, verse 10, he said, "Love of money is the root of all evil." What love is actually the desire to have everything that money represents: false freedom, power, independence, and access to every advantage here on earth. This desire is insatiable, or not capable of being satisfied. This leads to a refusal to submit to any limitation or authority, even to the point of declaring independence from God. This leads to idolatry. Love of money, then, is the opposite of love of God. Thus, it is the root of all evil. For it will lead a person to cheat or steal property of others, just like what the prophet Amos is talking about in our first reading. This leads to idolatry and forgetting the day of the Lord, to thank Him and to worship Him in this day of rest. This is always a temptation for us all, to replace God with an idol, may it be wealth, power, or even independence from God. That is why we have to pray for one another, as St. Paul said in our second reading, both civil and religious leaders. We'll have to pray for all those in authority, including the parents, teachers, government leaders, for when they serve well, the whole community benefits from it. We have to pray for all, as St. Paul said, that they may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to God, our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. We need to use our possession and talents to acquire friends here on earth, friends that will help us in times of need. We need to use our earthly possessions to further the kingdom of God, for our salvation of souls also. We need for the kingdom, thus becoming stewards of eternal treasures, our own souls. Each of us are given talents that make us all candidate to become saints or to be in heaven. Therefore, let us choose to serve God and be forever in heaven. Let us use Mammon to serve this purpose and bringing souls to heaven, including our own. Let us ask the saints who have gone ahead of us to help us in our journey Let us ask the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, Queen of all the saints, to help us submit ourselves totally to our one Master, our Lord Jesus Christ. There's a, when we were reflecting this gospel also, there was a question about what's the meaning of this. When Jesus said, if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? So in verse 12 of our gospel, it means while we live on earth, we are in charge of things which are not really ours. Because we are all stewards, it's just lent by God to us. We don't own them, including our own lives is owned by God. We cannot take them with us when we stewards over them. On the other hand, in heaven, we will receive what is really and eternally ours. Our heavenly destiny depends on how we use the things of earth. Jesus gives us this parable in order to help us see that our time is coming to an end and that we need to prepare an accounting, checking whether we were using God's gifts of wealth, health, and talents and other blessings selfishly or for His glory by sharing it with others. We insure our houses against fire, storms, flood, and thieves, just as we insure our lives, buying life insurance, health insurance, and car insurance. In the same way, let us insure ourselves for the one thing that most certainly will happen, namely, our meeting God to give Him an account of our lives. What really matters at that time of our private judgment by God, at the moment of our wisely, we have used our blessings during our life, lovingly and generously sharing them with others. When Jesus said, we cannot serve both God and Mammon, it means that the Greco-Roman world, the master has exclusive possessive with his slave. A slave has no spare time of his own, since every ounce of his energy belongs to his master. In this saying, Jesus reminds us that like slaves, we cannot serve God on a part-time basis. Once a man chooses to serve God, every moment of his time and every ounce of his energy belongs to God. God is the most exclusive of masters. We belong to Him eternally, totally, or not at all. As Christians, we are called to serve God first. We must use money and possessions exclusively to serve our purposes. Let us remember the proverb, money can buy everything but true happiness. It can purchase a ticket to every place except to heaven. When we say about Mammon, anything that which is pursued or valued to the point of idolatry and so separate the possessor from God. So Jesus is warning us to be prudent in really working for our own salvation, just like the dishonest steward. He was praising not the dishonesty, but the prudence of preparing for his future, which is also just for this world. For us, we are preparing our life for eternity. And so we have to be more prudent and use our talents and gifts from God to really further the kingdom of God and to secure our own salvation with our Lord. May Our Lady of Joy intercede for us as we may be faithful and prudent stewards of God's gifts and help others to know and experience the mercy of God by ourselves being merciful to them. Amen.